From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Israeli leaders say their offensive in Gaza is close to ending. The cabinet plans to vote tomorrow on a unilateral ceasefire. Israel has demanded that Hamas stop firing rockets from Gaza into Israel.
One place those rockets have landed is Kibbutz Gavim. The kibbutz is in the Negev Desert, just 2 miles outside the Gaza border. The Sarar family raised 5 children there. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, the family has spent the past 8 years living in fear.
A ceasefire may be in the works, but security is increasing here. The gardens and green spaces have been dug up in preparation.
You see the houses with the marks on them? That's where we're going to add a security room.
Until recently, this kibbutz had only a few temporary communal shelters. Now each modest cement house will have its own. 62-year-old Klok Sahar, who's in charge of security, shows one of the rooms under construction, a small box about 12 by 10.
I hate to say this, but we've built this to protect against atomic, chemical, and biological threats, because we don't know what the future will bring us.
Klok Sahar says the safe rooms are long overdue. He complains the government did little to help protect people here. As the rocket attacks from Gaza continued, his wife, Simona, who works as a high school guidance counselor, says residents felt abandoned.
In 8 years, we warned that something will be done because we felt like Israel country forgot us.
With Israel's attacks on Hamas, they no longer feel that way. Their 21-year-old son is fighting in Gaza. They have 2 older sons in the reserves. This is not what they thought life would be like 48 years ago when they moved to the Negev as young pioneers and started their family.
When my oldest boy was born, my father told us, thank God, he will not go to the army. Now we are very realistic. I pray, but I even don't believe that my grandchildren will not go to the army.
They believe Israel made serious mistakes after the 67 war by occupying Gaza and the West Bank. They were longtime members of Peace Now, opposing the settlements and pushing for negotiations for a two-state solution. Klok hoped that Israel's withdrawal from Gaza in 2005 would be a step towards that peace. He said Hamas blew up those hopes. The years of rocket fire from Gaza have taken a physical and psychological toll here. Several buildings have been hit. Simona says many people here are traumatized. Many young families have moved out.
Every day, sometimes it's only 5 times a day, but sometimes it's 20 and 30 and 40 bombs. And then we have to run. It can be in the middle of the night, in the middle of lunch, in the middle of love, in the middle of exams.
She hopes the offensive in Gaza will force Hamas to change.
First of all, I want to believe there is not one Hamas. Maybe some are more progressive or more the Fatah, and I don't know. Just a minute, maybe it's a call for my son. Hello?
Her son in Gaza. It isn't him. Unlike his wife, Klok has no faith Hamas can change. He worries Hamas will remain powerful.
It doesn't make me happy to say this, but I want Hamas gone from here.
Yet despite his disillusionment over Hamas, Klok still hopes that peace talks with other Palestinians can succeed. He doesn't believe hardliners like Bibi Netanyahu, who's running for prime minister, would be good for Israel.
He would not bring us peace. He is dangerous. He believes in a greater Israel. I don't see a difference between him and Hamas.
For this Israeli couple who believe in peace, their country's growing isolation in the world pains and confuses them.
I feel the world doesn't understand us enough, that right now this is a war for our existence.
To critics who say Israel has used unnecessary force, Simona is unapologetic.
We have to apologize that we have a strong army. I have no to apologize that we have not so many deaths.
Even with a possible ceasefire, their future remains uncertain, and they don't expect their fears or tension will go away anytime soon. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Kibbutz Gavim, on the Israeli-Gaza border.